Good evening, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight we will hear English chamber music for strings, two string quartets, and a quintet. Our composers are Minna Keel, Ethel Smythe, and Elizabeth McConkie. The three works will form a sort of tonality sandwich with Smythe's E major quintet between two slices of Bartokian fare. We'll start with Minna Keel, whose story is a unique one and I think quite inspiring. When she was 80, her first orchestral work, a symphony, was performed at the 1989 Proms concert by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Oliver Knussen. Keel had completed the work 4 years previously, and it was only the third work she had completed after taking up composition again after a gap of almost 46 years. She was born Minna Nierenstein in the East End of London in 1909. Her parents were Russian-Jewish immigrants who had arrived in London from Byelorussia a few years previously and ran a Hebrew publishing and bookselling business. As a child, Keel listened to her mother singing Hebrew folk songs and her uncle playing violin by ear. She also had piano lessons and listened to endless records of violin and operatic virtuosi. Keel's father died in 1929 when she was 16. 2 years later, she entered the Royal Academy of Music, where she studied the piano and took composition lessons with William Alwyn, winning a scholarship in her second year. In 1929, at the age of 20, Keel left the academy under pressure from friends and relatives and gave up her musical studies in order to help her mother with the family business. She married in 1931 and had a son. Although she had stopped composing, she continued to play the piano, and her early works were occasionally heard. Minna Keel led an eventful life. During the 1930s, she set up a local committee to help Jewish children escaping Nazi Germany and became very involved in left-wing politics at the time of the Spanish Civil War. When her marriage broke up during the Second World War, she went to work in an aircraft factory where she met her future second husband, engineering fitter Bill Keel. He was also a poet. She joined the British Communist Party in 1939. In 1963, she took a job in the fur trade, and when she retired from that at the age of 60, she began taking a few piano pupils. One particularly nervous pupil was facing his Associated Board exam, which is taken quite seriously in England, and Minna decided he would stand a much better chance of passing if he was examined at her home. She managed to arrange it, and by chance, the examiner on this occasion was composer Justin Connolly. After he saw some of Keel's early compositions, he encouraged her to start writing again. A few years later, her son gave her some composition lessons with Connolly as a Christmas present. Apart from some piano pieces, the first work Keel wrote was the string quartet Opus 1, which we are about to listen to. She completed it in 1978, and she had to wait another 11 years before it was performed in public. It is written in an entirely different musical language from that of her early works. Although both styles are full of intensity, the early works contain vibrant melodies and harmonies, while the later works are dissonant and atonal. When interviewed for her Proms debut in 1989, Minna Keel explained what her return to composition meant to her after having laid it aside for 46 years. "I felt I was coming to the end of my life," she said. "But now I feel as if I'm just beginning. I feel as if I'm living my life in reverse." In 1992, the BBC broadcast a 45-minute documentary on Minna's life entitled A Life in Reverse. Now let's listen to Minna Keel's String Quartet, Opus 1, performed by the Archias String Quartet. Thank you.